von diesem Land. Weil dann, der Achmona war Kulash, mit dem Musik und dann, so der Kulter, aber wo ist er noch, hey, ich bin aus dem Anneu, und dann, ich will mich so in Bahamo, wie ich hier nach Al-Kitre, in dem Kulen liegt der Danonim, die Gardeners, die Zevers, Fertilizers, und mehr in mir. But the Torah says, Kulash, mit dem Musik und dann, אילו ואילו, שיורד המחתוי יש הפנימי יש הנשפוחים על יסוד מרוביש ומדויך החיצן ושיורד המחתוי יש הקצן יש הנשפוחים על סדרי מייצים מנסוד לריספו דרך פני שני יקובים קטנים ומסעבים בעמו שיהיו עם הסילים שיהיו בעזור and then it falls into נחל קדרן and then it chooses as fertilizer the eights in Lachal Kizrin with Lachal Eisen Eimek. Now, so Rashi says that Lachal Eimek, Lachal Eisen, Eidla Rufe does not require a river. It means a valley. Let's see the Rosh Hashanah. It's a big Kiddush. Surely Lachal means a river. Kim Cholim Nitoi doesn't mean a valley, but like the stream of water in a river. But Nachal means a valley. So Rashi says Nachal Eisa is a valley. Yeah. Perek Tess Halach Aleph is a Tehavish Meas Nefesh. Hog Shinimtso, Nefel Ores, Lira Miyikol, Manichneis Im Kim, Vietzer Chamisho Skinim Besnagol Shabroshalayim, Shlema Vyotsu Skinecho Vishivtecho, Omeyu Mimeno El Horem Shistu Yisachol, Afu Nimtso Bisadir Zu, Shadova Yudua Bivadai, Shua Krevo Mitzlomdit, even though his mami somuch to a certain city, and we know that this is the closest city, it's a few feet away from a certain city, but it's a mitzvah to be made it, even when I know. Achash made it in. B'nei la'ira kevo, kevo nesanera bim kemi. V'chezlin, zikni yoshalayim bim kemo. It means the five skin from this nagol. U'bez nishap isu yir mivim eglas boko, nishalan she isu yir, u'mzirid nesan alo nachal she shete b'chazoko. So the Rambam mischili kamash. It doesn't mean valley. It means a river with quick flowing waters, not just a river. Vizeo eiso no omu vateo. Machlekes Rashim Tei. That's what the Gemara says. Shana Dam the Ishkas Lamayim. There is also a heter, a specific heter. The Ishkas Lamayim. Tachzib l'seich al oretz. L'seich liu l'shechlenu al oretz yitchenu kamayim. Ma'am ha'i is to mitzorim ba'noye avdam. Ve'ine kumayimam s'nachsim al gada ha'zbeyah. So that's like the previous episode. So that's also ba'noye. So it's here mentioned in the first that the Kfevus HaBizore is also Manoi. Now there is a basic machleke between the Rambam and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the two love, the Shobi Tevo Bisech, that is mentioned native in connection with Tashmish HaBizore and the Kfevus HaBizore and HaBizore Atzma. So it's mentioned native in connection with HaBizore itself, the idol itself.
What?
Yeah, Avizor has a Shem Tei. So, and then, so the Rambam says, because Avizor, if somebody is Nene, from Avizor, he's either two love, one love of the Sovereign of Bisach, and the other is, so, there's a difference between the love of Cherem and Teivu. Teivu applies only to Avizor. It doesn't apply to Yerichem, it was also Chem. But the W.Nachirem applies to Yuriche too, because it's also hair.
What does it mean? What's the, what is the definition of the word hair?
Because Yeshua, Piyadimo, declared that it's hair.
But what is the concept? What does it mean?
Hair means taboo.
Taboo?
Taboo.
Yeah.
You know what taboo means? Okay. Teiva means elimination. Now let's see the Ram.
No, not Teiva, Cherem.
What?
Cherem.
Not the one a person's put in the Cherem.
No, I don't mean that. I mean the Cherem you're referring to.
To Yericho.
Yericho.
Yeah. And according to the Mori.
For example, we say Haramim go to Kohanim, not to Derek Habayis. Isn't there a concept?
That's something else. That's when it starts. Cherem Moraim.
Means
a
lashon of separating,
separating, isolation,
isolated.
Yeah. So there are two kinds of chom, so that's
chom
and
chom. So does that have anything to do?
No, it's nothing. To do.
That's something else.
No, nothing. Nothing. Somebody will be very tremendous. Will be even the love of Mila, but not the love of Lidovik. Not chom. Because Hegdesh is in the country. We have to be separated because of the dushi. Chirem, we have to be separated because of the two men. It's just the reverse. It's a total disaster.
If this two lab also, if you make business, what
is it? If you do business, Rabbi, so you are never from Rabbi.
But
if you do business, so you are never.
He don't take this house, he only has it.
What?
He don't take it in his house, he only has it in a place in the business.
It doesn't mean on the contrary.
No.
There is a strange Frasemis. This Frasemis is always Drachklav. A big passion, like the Mishneh Berurah. Pashtis. Not like the Chiddush HaOrim was in the food. And Frasemis was the Chiddush HaOrim's
grandson.
Grandson, yeah. Grandson. The Chiddush HaOrim had 11 sons. And they all died. All of them died to Chayim. The Gvura of the Chiddush HaOrim. And then, like Rabbi Yochanan, Din Gamel Asheroyim Bir, in other words, he had 10 children, they all died. The Chiddush HaOrim was the same way, but the Chiddush HaOrim was a big mifug. And the Sasemes was a big passion. Rabbi Chaim didn't have on the stable any achen. But he had a mechaschinuch and his facemis. But he says something. This is a big Kiddush, I don't understand it. He says that if somebody takes the mezor in his hand, he's not nene.
They're just holding it?
He's holding it. So he's able to allow of the dobi gliot chomun achirem.
It depends why you hold it.
Yeah, of course, he'll be made it. If you hold it in order to destroy it, you're not even.
No.
But if you hold it just like this, you hold it, somebody asks you to hold it for.
Yeah, for a minute or something.
But he's without a noise, so he's able to laugh with the video to move on here.
Well, that's the Pashas Mashmahas,
the Pashmahas, the Pashmahas, right. That's the Pashas Mashmahas. There's the Pashas Mashmahas, but the Pashas Mashmahas is not the end. It's like, it means the Hanoi, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam doesn't say that. And from the more in Suki, Mishnah in Suki. So we see that the love does not mean that you're not allowed to hold it. Because Esri Shalashio is a result. So the halacha is that. Because it's Ketusa Mechteshuai. That's why it is.
What's the raya? I don't see your raya. No.
One second. Why do we have to say Ketusa Mechteshuai? There is a love.
So, why can't you say Mitzvah Baba Avera?
There are two kinds of Mitzvah Baba Avera. Yerushalmi and Shabbos. There is one kind of Mitzvah Avera where the Hefzer of the Mitzvah is not there.
Like Lulav HaGazon.
Lulav HaGazon. And that's Shabba. By Zohar, so it's a Shem Avila.
Avadazar
and
Gezer.
And Gezer, yeah, right. Two things.
Two things.
Nachil Shabbos is not a
Chalosh. Yeah.
Shem Avila and the Chalosh. And then the Yerushalmi says, why is Lulav HaGazon not Yisei? So the Yoshama says two reasons. One mandama says, in a veil mitzvah. Another mandama says, in mitzvah a veil. So what's the pshat? In a veil mitzvah means like, Ludagos, if something is a heft, a chalishem, of a veil in the heft, and a veil in the heft, and because it's right, so then it cannot be used as a hefzer of mitzvah. And a mitzvah avera means if the same maisa mitzvah is also a maisa avera, you cannot make a new mitzvah. So mele, why do we say that it's a machta shure, but if there would be an issue, then it would be a say, according to Hashemes, there is a mitzvah to hold it. So, a mitzvah veil, how can you make a mitzvah?
Well, listen, according to the Rambam,
a mitzvah veil cannot be a mitzvah. It's a doubt in his assumption. They are diametrically opposed. A mitzvah veil cannot be.
So, what about the case where the guy is eating matzahs while he's walking in the street?
So, he's a mitzvah. Because the matzah does not have a shemah veil.
Right, but what about the other? Not Ein Avera Mitzvah. What about Ein Mitzvah Avera? So according to that, how do you explain the walking in the street with the matzahs? Why is he Yotzei the Mitzvah? Why don't you say Ein Mitzvah?
The Maisa Avera consists in the Akir and Anochi.
No.
It's whether the in-between the Akir and Anochi is part and parcel of Maisa Avera. So from the morning Shabbos...
That's 2 days. Now the... What's his name? The Totes Chaim, the Mi'iri...
Yeah, all right, 1 second. So, but...
There's a Mi'iri, right?
So here, the Mais HaVere, by Imeisi Shabbos, Pershusharami, or the Adames, so it's not the identical Mais as the Mais Mitzvah. Because the Mais Mitzvah consists in holding it. Whether you have a Kira, you don't have a Danoch. You have a Kira, you don't have a Danoch. So it's still a Mais Mitzvah. Suppose you take the lulav while you're walking, while you're running, the Matayim Mitzvah, without a kirab.
No, not the lulav. Yerushalmi doesn't talk about lulav.
Matzah.
He talks about matzah.
Matzah, okay.
No.
So the Maisei, the Kima Mitzvah consists
eating
it.
No.
Not a noche, not a kirab. Suppose while you are running, somebody gives you a matzah and you take it and you...
You're assuming that Havara itself is not considered part of the Maisa Averi.
The Havara Derech HaShesharabu is not considered the Maisa Averi.
Right.
Yeah.
But isn't that 2 days?
Reb Chaim says that by the Aled HaMesh, so the in-between is also considered as part of the Maisa Averi.
Right.
By Meitzim Shayoch HaShesharabu, so the Akira from the Shayoch is part of the Avera, and the Anoch and Rosh Hashanah is part of the Avera. But the in-between is not. But the Evan Ozil, Rabbi Salman, asks against the Chaim, from the Noin Shabbos, that there it's mashma, that even by Aled HaMes, so the in-between is not part of the Avera.
What's
it
after me,
not? One second. Let's see the Noin
No, I think the kasha is the other way around. The kasha.
One second, please let me show it to you, please. Don't say he said that way around.
Well, this is not the first time you're saying.
Okay, not the first time. So, it's the third time. What's the difference?
I can't remember the Rambam. It's a climbing show. Yeah. No, it's instant. Where do you say Kim and Ram? Suppose you do.
Yeah. Daf, hey, I'm in base. Turn around at the end of the Zomit. 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line from the end of the Zomit. Hamitzi mechanus li pati derach stov. So chanus is a yochit. Plati is a sarabi. Stov is a kamles. But kamles is a shem derabon. Midrash is a mokim tzum. So if somebody is meitzim yishayochin shesharabim derech mokim tzur, is chayim. Ubenazei peisek, even though there is an in-between, in the interim period, when he's not doing an avir. Benazai Pesach, because Benazai holds Mahalachim Adami, some daily, even though you don't make a stop, but you still make a stop. Some melee, that means first he made the anoche in the stove in the mokim tour. So there are two itzoes. One itzoe is mirshus hayochi in the mokim tour, and the second itzoe is the mokim tour mirshus harabim. So there is no mais avera. So how can mesi mirshus hayochi mirshus harabim Bihayet, so either by Zerik or by Kefetz. This is mentioned in Yerushalm. If somebody jumps from the Sayochim Shusarat, so there is no Kanoch. There's no Kanoch. And the Rabbon Achilik, not because they don't agree with this concept that the Helech Mahalachim done. That's a true concept. How do you walk? If you don't jump, how do you walk? You make footsteps, so every time you make a step, for the manor, but the business by the Chachomim, Achelik, because Chachomim hold that even if you make Hanoch, but if the Hanoch is Yisaki Masoi, Nazo Ruach, so it's not considered Hanoch. So here, when you walk, it's certainly like Yisaki Masoi, because that's indispensable.
Why do you say that according to Ben Azai, there is a problem that the only way you'll be over is when you jump or when you...
Yerushalmi says that.
But I don't see. What about the step that he makes, the last step he makes in the Rishus HaYachid and the first step he makes in the Rishus HaRabin? Why is he not trying to do that?
That's like Kofitz.
Or like Kofitz?
That's like Kofitz.
But let's see, he's not good. He's walking, so a regular person.
He doesn't become a style at this Kofitz. But see, as it is Kofitz.
That's called COVID.
That's right.
Why?
Yeah, it is like that.
Why?
Because it is like that. What does Kefetz mean? It doesn't stop in the middle. And here, the rest, near the ball line, here is the ball line. And I stay, and then I lift my foot, and I put my feet beyond the electric wire. So, it's Kefetz. What does Kefetz mean? He lifts his feet high, and he jumps. So they're jumping.
Unless you say he has to, his whole goof has to be in one rishus at the same time. If he's walking,
that's
maybe
there's an idea.
He's not in completely in the same rishus at the same time.
It's possible, I mean, because Reiv Gufe.
Yeah.
When one foot puts, so Reiv Gufe
is in the other side.
So it's not considered as not.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, lifts the other foot.
But that's it, once you're pater for, once you don't have an akira, who cares about your hanacha?
Yeah, because you're already mad hanacha with the first
right.
Foot. So one foot was here, that's why the Yerushalmi
has to talk about a jump.
Only by jumping.
Yeah.
You're right, 100%.
Okay.
Bishlim in Azai, because I'm a malachim, I'm a rabbonon, nay, I'm a kishova, malach lafkin, because it's lisakin asoi. He has the chinuk I gav nechay, but where do you find the mission that such a tzio, who are in the middle of the melacha, he does a neutral act in every melacha, so he's engaged in melacha all the time. But where do you find that when he does the melacha, in the middle there is a moment or two when he's engaged in a neutral act, no awareness nechay, on the awareness. We did have a mathechisha bishusara. Post aladamis. Hosom. No. Alchisha bishusara. Yesam daladamis. The whole camel to the monarch lay, he potter. The hianche hai. Mabeja saragum hosom laugh for that the camel in Oxley. Because potter, he monarch lay hai, or an amulation. So the Moses me domi. Hosom palecha the monarch lay.
So the Rebbe Nozel is massacred. No, the next line, not
no,
this
no,
line.
But, and this too.
No, I think it's the next line.
What do you mean, Mabachim Yisrael? Or Mabachim Yisrael
Yosem Migdal Adam.
Not yeah, Yosem Migdal Adam is not in the packet.
The first case you just read is where he
Yosem Migdal Adam, see, you have mother, and the second kashi is Migdal Adam is exempted. Hello, so the Gemara refused that. Over there, if he Hosom Poeich Adam Manachlei, which him chivu, so he's not walking in the Mekum Tzu. But Hoche Adam Manachlei restored Mekum Tzu, and we needed to have him at the Chifet Mitzvah Zal Yosei Dalet. Hosom Lava Fodav, Tichi Manachlei, we see Dal Adamis Boter, Ki Manachlei, we see Dal Adamis, Yishchayev, Ochlamalei, Midome, Hosom Ligavid Hai Gafri Mekum Tzu, Likula Ome Mekum Chivu,
He is not involved in the Mishnah. Only the Akira Danoche and the last step and the borderline between the Shayach and Sarabi. So, how does Gemara say, needed to have it, and the Chetz in 2000 Dalit, also Lachal Gabri Monachle, we said the problem is brought down. No, there is a part of the parcel, my Samir. So, it's Master of Chai. But I think that I would say that's the task of Gemara. Midom Hosom. Is considered part and parcel of the Maishavir. Part and parcel of the Now, my other grandfather, a very Persian, he says the same story as Reb Chaim, but one difference. According to Reb Chaim, not only Mavra Daladam is Mitzvah, this is a rabbi. So every step is part and parcel of the Maishavir. Even Mavia, Tenames, is also part of Maishavir. And Rebbele says no. And the base of this Gemara, if it's Mavia, Daletames, so then the first just Mishmutzames. So everything is part and parcel of the Maishavir. But if it's Mavia, Tenames, so the first Daletames is part of Maishavir. The other six, I'm not part of myself.
Right, so now coming back to the Yerushalmi by matzah. So what do you want to say? The case was the guy was carrying matzahs.
Yeah, he's carrying matzahs.
No.
So there, the carrying of the matzahs, and he carries it in his mouth.
Right.
So he's part of my savere, but and the matzah.
No, there you're saying he's carrying more than Dalet Amos.
Yeah, so over there, it's not the same identical Maisha Mitzvah, Maisha Avera. The Maisha Avera consists of the Akira and Anoche and the in-between. But the Maisha Mitzvah consists of the swallowing. The Akira and the carrying Dalet Amos, while it's in his mouth, is not part of them. Of the Maisha Mitzvah is only the last moment, so it's not the same identical act. That's why he's became the name Sosi of Maisha Mitzvah.
But then, why does the Yerushalmi, in the answer of the Yerushalmi, right, doesn't the Gemara, the Yerushalmi itself ask the question, what's the difference between the
Maisha Mitzvah? This is Yerushalmi's Kashi. So the Yerushalmi is the Teretz, but Tamon,
But nevertheless, you say.
So, coming back to the Sfasemis, that it's enough to hold it, so then he should not be able to become the Matzvi if he's making Matzvi.
Not Matzah, Lulav.
The lulav.
Because mitzvah baba veir.
No, that's all right, baba veir. Because the chef says the same.
No, but you said there's another thing. Ein mitzvah veir.
Ein mitzvah veir.
So you want to say there's a problem mitzvah baba veir.
Yes, another kind of
Mitzvah Avir. So according to Vasemes, so he should not be eating.
Lula. Even if not for Michtek Susi Shiwuri.
What?
Even if not for the principle, Michtek Susi Shiwuri.
That's right. That's right. That's right. All right, now.
Where is this Vasemes? On the...
On the moral insulin.
Yeah?
Yeah. On the moral insulin. All right, now. Let's proceed a little more. So the Lashon Rambam is mashma, not mashma. He says, Nene. Pig Zion Luch has a brisk home of the hall. Mr. Sessing, you have a brisk hobby, whom some share of the home has been before. Shanema Abbey to Abbey's from Pimus, Shanema King Kuit Hasselheim, King Kuit Hasselheim, who has the soil with the field Nachel, as an Abbey to the Huslois, even with Sulu Nield Achel, a home of him Shanir Bishis, never to call a brisk home in Shibi. שנאמר יבלת בשמו מן עמוק מהו ואת יכול את מיצוג הלך לפחרים ואת מיצוג הלך לפחרים בחוץ לאות אבל יש כחובים משמשאו היא תקחי בשבוע בכל הנעשה בשבילו עושה בנוי שנאמר בריסו ביטאי בו בסחו וכל הננה ביחד מהיר ליקי שתיים אחס משמעי סובי So that two Malkis, the question is, if it's the same Misa, why is the Chayef to Malkis? The answer is, it's not the same Misa. The Soviet will be Sacho twice only, to Avizor and Natoche, to Yeriche. And Lee W. Yotunachir twice to Yeriche as well. And not only to Yeriche, the original Yeriche, that Yeshua came for it, but any other city, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, at the end of Chelik, that is called Yerich. In other words, if Jews today would name a new city Yerich, it would be Osabanoi. Don't tell it to the Mumu Lachis, because Shlomit Alon will hear that she'll call Bnei Brak Yerich.
If you name a city you read for us about now?
Yes, in Morosalera. Yes, in Morosalera, yeah.
Where's the Rambam?
The Rambam doesn't mention Yerichay being in
Blood.
The
way you read for today is once
they're over. But that's right. Jericho is the same city.
So, the Osir today?
As a matter of fact, when I was in 1967 in Israel, after Mohammed Shish Shalom, they showed me the walls of Yericho and how it is stuck in the Karaka straight in the erect position, as if it had happened yesterday, or not only yesterday, as if it happened an hour ago.
So are you allowed to go visit Yericho?
You don't have a mo'ed, because the knowledge, that's right.
No, it means pleasure, you see.
No, if you drink a Pepsi Cola, so that's not Yericho. But if you know Hanameh, how is it okay? The Jews leave. So there is probably a loche that once, because the Chirim was, it should never be rebuilt. But if it is rebuilt, so then the Shem Chirim is spoken. Because Anshi Yerichei also have it worn. So it's a riot that you're allowed to live with. And Snachalim, Amatida, Hasusholim, and Yisak. The answer is, because I think the Mersrim will discuss that once it is rebuilt, so the Shem Chirim is spoken. But if you build another city, and you call it Yerichei, so then the Shem Chirim is not.
I think the sheik, back when they were trying to get Yericho from the Arabs, the Arab sheik asked them how they could.
Be wrong now. Now, where's the Mosalem? Oh. crucial Gemara Yahweh.
Like Kuf Yud Gimel?
What?
Kuf Yud Gimel?
Om Yahweh. Twentieth line from the top of the Omen. Tono Rabbonim. Omer Afrizdi. Yerichei Dechsiv. Vohoi so yecherem Madishem. Vayishava Yishua. Vayishayi Lemir. Oro o ish lifnei Adishem. Asher yokum ubonu esu yirazis. Es yerichei. Vipchei o yizdeno. Uvitzire yaz. Yaziv loser. Tanya lo yerichei. Al shein yiracheres. Lois Yeracheres al Shem Yerich. So in other words, Tersiv, in the Bono Chia of Israeli Yeserichei, Avirem Chia Yizdo, Vissaguf Sire, Hitzit Vosel. So in other words, he didn't take him the same time, at other times. Tanya, Avirem Chia Rosh Hoyo, Lohoyolein Lilmit, Vissaguf Sire, So he's also a Roshi. But Sagif Siri is a Bia Roshi. Because Aviram Prairie did not learn a lesson. He didn't have a lesson. But Sagif Siri saw what happened to his older brother. So why did he do the same thing? He's a Bia Roshi.
Wait, who's Aviram? Who's Sagif? Who are you?
It's the Tadej of Achov. So there was a certain father of Achirom and Sagov. So he rebuilt Yerichai.
Okay.
So they are both Nanish.
He's the children?
The children were Nanish. So apparently it's possible that the Aloche of Yerichai that is a Chirom and cannot be rebuilt will only continue until the Golos Rishon.
Why didn't you say it was only for the door of Yehoshua?
Maybe. But it could be even for the next door too, until the Golos Rishon. In other words, because until the Golos Rishon, the whole Bais Rishon, so the Kibush Yehoshua was effective. But in the Bais Sheni, there was no Isa. Because the Anshi Yerichai is Shisha Dvorim also, the Tzimcha Chon. And it was a flourishing city in the time of Baishim. And it's Mistabak. And maybe only in the day of Yeshua. No, it's not Shaykh. That was in the Rish Lachov. After Yeshua. So he was Nanish.
Achav lived after Yeshua?
What's the matter? You don't know. What's the matter? You have to learn Ach.
When did Achav live?
First of all, long after Yerovim ben Nevat.
Yeah.
Because Yeshua, so then he had a safety, and then you had Shmuel, and Chol, and then you had David, and then you had Chavon, and then the Eretz Yisrael was split into two halves by Yerovim ben Nevat, and then after Yerovim ben Nevat you had Basho, and after Basho you had Imri, and Achav was the son of Imri.
Okay.
So, it's a few hundred years.
I understand.
You have to learn Achav. Yisrael, you have to do it. It's not nice that you are such a material and you don't know the basic facts. I don't say you should attend the class in Ach, but you can do it yourself.
Okay.
Learn in Ach. You should make a seder in Sheftim, from Sheftim till Mloch. Very important. Makalo mikushetes bichol dalet kishutim af tontroch and don't be tontroch mamish any mentir so he is mikushet bichol dalet kishviatim given Torah has to know echol dalet kishviatim I'm not in book in Tanakh my mother was but I went over Tanakh maybe 10 times mitchilo vatsof with the Malbum of the every parish, because it will interfere with the understanding of the Gemara. So do it, please.
Okay.
Do me a chesed to me. because somebody will say, Yisrael Wolzan is such a material, he knows Rav Chaim's, and he knows Seis, and he doesn't know in Posiki, in the Lochim. That's all, he in his way.
Okay.
Okay? All right, now, let's see. So the Rambam doesn't mention, that the love of the Yidovu of the Mumma Achir, and it implies also, Kifil Pshute, as the Sfasemna says, not to take an Avizor into your hand. It says, Elad Avizchol, she says, Avizchol Shem Shel, she said, Bichol, Hanere Meachod Mikolelu, Lei Kishtayim, Achas Mishu Sobi, Vafendobi Yotom Nacher. So what? So if he's nene, either from the Zohar itself, or Tashmish Abizor, or Tikrim Abizor, the Ramban is if I meet with Israel in Ram. And he says, the love of Yidam Yotom Nacherim, and the love of the Sohar Yilusecho apply only to Abizor itself. It doesn't apply to Tikrim Abizor, and it doesn't apply to Tashmish Abizor. But Tashmish HaMizor is even Dadla, Lissach mit Kesem Zorbamen, the Sigmon HaMizor, and the Kremis HaMizor is not Nichol and Elilav, except that there is a Misaresi, since there is a Nesi of Abitav to Mesor Kremis Eile, and that Mitzesese of Ibut HaMizor applies to the Kremis HaMizor also, so if you're Nehne, you're even Misaresi.
No, isn't it from because V'kar lecha v'achal to mezivcho?
So according to the Ramban...
Ramban.
So according to Ramban in Ocham, V'kar lecha to mezivcho, there's the Ramban, and then Rashi says,
Abeta.
Ramban is made it, the Esser of Abita.
Right, Rashi says. But the Ramban says because V'kar lecha v'achal to mezivcho.
The Ramban might be made it to Rashi's time also. He doesn't mention
it. He doesn't mention
it. Okay, so that's what I wanted to point out here in Illinois. I'm sorry. Now, Nisu Halai is the greatest.
Wait, maybe one more thing. The Gemara over here talks about mauling by him. So, if it's Mutabana, so what does it mean, mauling by him? Isn't Mila Asr Bahana?
One second.
With the dam of the Chatos. So Rash says below damim. So.
One second. So it's just special.
No. I'm asking just a more simple question. In Rashi that speaks about Molim Bahem, Rashi in the bottom. Molim Bahem?
Yeah.
So can you explain that, Rashi?
One second.
So what does that mean?
Oh, also land is being deloyed on.
Right.
In other words, you cannot be paid yet. So if you're not paid yet, not you can't. If you're not paid yet, you're not allowed to have an oy. But suppose you...
So when the Gemara says that the dam would go to the Nachal Kidron, right?
Yeah.
These farmers would pay to the Beis HaMikdash money?
That's right.
That's what it means?
That's right. That's what Tasha means. So it's also that there is an Issa Mile if you don't pay Domim for it. But the farmers had to pay Domim for
it. So Mi'ile is an Issa Gazel? That's what it is?
The Hekdesh Shavimone Shachil al Shavipute is your turn.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. But L'chatkile, you have to give the full Domim. So the farmers had to give the full Domim. As much as the fertilizers were worth.
So the basic Isser of Mi'ilah is not an Isser of like Mahal Sassur. No, it's an Isser Gezel.
The basic Isser of Mi'ilah has two Isser.
Yeah.
Gezel and Anoy.
So what about
so Dehan? If you, it's Mason Yashus Lashus, then there is Gezel, but suppose he's not Mason Yashus Lashus. He has Anoy.
Physical pleasure.
Yeah, yes.
Like the using the walls of a basin to shade.
To shade.
Right.
So then it's only the Isser of Anoy, not the Isser.
So if he pays money, then he's allowed to use the walls for shade?
What?
He can use the walls of a Beis HaMikdash for shade if he gives money?
He cannot be paid the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, that he cannot be paid.
Oh, I mean because that's Kiddusha Saguf.
Yeah,
I mean Kiddusha is what?
Kiddusha Saguf, Kiddusha Mitzvah, you see. But the Dam is not Kiddusha Mitzvah.
No.
You're already Mikhaim the Mitzvah.
So what Kiddusha does it have? Just Bedek HaBayis?
Bedek HaBayis.
So Bedek HaBayis you could be paid.
Yeah, that's right. Not Kodesh Mizbeach. It's not just Kodesh Mizbeach. Anything that is Kodesh Mizvah.
Such as?
You can't be paid. Paradume you cannot be paid either. Even though Paradume is Kiddushas Bedek HaBayis, not Kodesh Mizbeach. So Rav Chaim says, because it's Kodesh Mitzvosi. So if you have a Bedek HaBayis that is Kodesh Mitzvosi, so then you cannot
be paid. What does it mean Kodesh Mitzvosi?
Like the walls of Yerushalayim, the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, the Azor, the HaBayis.
It's dedicated for the Beis HaMikdash.
Can we pay it?
So Par Adum, and that's it. Can you give me another example?
Rav Chaim is not in the Sefer, but in the Chiddushe, Hagrach al Shas, you'll find.
Yeah.
Oma, Eloma Avashi, Kimaiman Ishpochem, Veloi Kimaiman Ishri, Veime Kimaiman Ishpochem, Veloi Kimaiman Ishri, Also, Nami Nishri, Tersib, Yishtu, Yidyei Nishichot. Now, there's another Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam mentions a separate love for the Kreves HaVizor, which is the love with Lusovitiv El Pesachom and Yidomut Nachirem, and a separate love of being Nenef HaMiayin Esach. So in other words, if somebody is Nenef HaMiayin Esach, he's Chayev three Malkes. Malkes because of Yidomut Nachirem, and Malkes because of Yisovitiv B'Secho, and Malkes because Yishtu Yenisichon. So the Ramban says Yishtu Yenisichon is not, there is no lace, and did not even pen. Yishtu Yenisichon, in other words, they are Ibra Averes, Nazino. Yishtu Yenisichon. In other words, the Rabnei Yisrael who are Ibra Averes. So that's not an Elah by itself. And the Ramban Shite is that Yishtu Yenisichon is a separate love. So, if you are married from Yai Nesach, you are Chayim three Malkes. If you are married from the Kriyas HaMizore, so I behem, you are only Chayim two Malkes. Yai Nesach, you are Chayim three Malkes.
What? What's somebody over
a point of Rabban? Rabban, Yishti Yenisichon is not a racist.
So what is
the Kriyas
HaMizore?
There's the love of, there's love of the Yisharese, of the Koloch will halt on Zifra, only in Israel. So the Chesky, the Mai Hilka say is come down the Mai. The Rabchir Barabi, the Rabchir Barabi, on the Echen, the Dain, the Dain Kosh, the Shinim Achshir, 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 because like this, Shiva Mashkim is Machshleto, not after mine. Dam is only Shiva Mashkim, but Dam Kotchim is not Machshleto.
Machshleto means Lekabel Tumah?
Lekabel Tumah. V'arei v'am nachai v'rsiv, v'seich v'anefesh na'boso, v'tanyo l'abnos ne'imeh, minayi nishri, yeshi tolim kishayim, v'nozer v'nachai l'mneyach, tamudim ha'olif, ne'ivel esit mirshu. So, it's a raya only because of the evil is in Yerusha. But Adran, Adran Lis would be Yerusha, would be Muta. But if it's also by Noir, so not only Nisht, the Meneach. In other words, you wouldn't be allowed to use the Evil Machai to, as a fertilizer. No one knows. So the Noah says, Shani Machai is a Slidam, to see the Chazak, the beauty of the Adam, the Adam one Nefesh, who has killed my own Hase, is Kasim Machai Lidam, Omer Ucheske, my Hase is Kasim Machai Lidam, Omer. Damu di iskisli yunachai. Mai yunachai osea.
This, that only yeah. The Dam Hakaze has
that's
the
right.
Yisrak Dam?
Vizeu Dam Hakaze, Shanefesh Eitzi Beini, the Dam that comes out from Shriti, from the Simona.
Rabbi, so can you explain the Gemara?
What?
Again, the Isra of Dam, which Isra of Dam we're talking about?
The Isra of Dam, for which there is forest, is only Dam HaKozi, that it comes out from the Simoni.
But let's say a person
bleeds,
there's still an Isra?
It's a lot, but no forest.
So if a person bleeds, he's not allowed to suck his own blood?
That's Dam Odom.
Yeah.
So that, most Hashem say that Dam Odom is only Osam Darabon. It's not in Osam Darais. But that the only Osam Darab, all the Hashem say, the Machlekes Hashem is Dam Bipsar Odom. So all the Hashem say Bipsar Odom is not Osam.
But Dam Odom, they agree, is Osam Darabon. Dam Adam, they say, is Asr Midrabban.
Dam Adam is Asr Midrabban.
It's Porish.
What let?
It's Porish or not. It's Porish. Porish or not. The Dam.
What?
The person sucks. It's different whether it's Porish or Porish.
No, see, suppose you eat a sandwich, and then your nose starts bleeding.
And it bleeds into the sandwich.
It bleeds into the sandwich. Yeah. You're allowed to eat it.
Why?
The Isha Parabon is only Mishumar Asai.
Yeah?
Yes, only Mishumar Asai.
So what does that mean? In which case is it Asai?
So it's Asai if you take in a cup, you took out blood, and then the way the doctors do, you know, the nurses, and then you take and you drink it. So it's Asai Parabon.
So why is the sandwich Mutter then? Why is it Mutter in a sandwich?
What is that?
Why is it Mutter?
Because then it's Nika. Then it's Nika, but it's not a name.
So let's say a blood transfusion or whatever.
That's right.
So is that Asr?
So some Rabbanan Shumar Asai.
Really? A blood transfusion is Asr?
No! To drink the blood.
But I mean a blood transfusion.
Only Shiloh of Chegu Batsme, but if it's Mishmur Puyo. I mean, I had so many blood transfusions.
Yeah?
Oh, I was 6 weeks in the hospital.
You mean when so you were had the infection in your blood?
Yeah, after the stroke. 6 weeks, so. They took blood transfusions. Erev Beikam Tzorai for 6 weeks straight. This was the doctor took on the roof up because they wanted to test the bodies. So it's not situationally obviously.
So Shabbos only a Gersh nurse?
Only a Gersh nurse. There are plenty of Gersh nurses there. He was cleaned out of his assets. The court cleaned him out, so that means they took away everything. Time because of Bashanoki. So, according to Rashi, the din of Mele doesn't apply to any Tantra, but only to Rabbi Mule. Rashi in Pirjove is in the Rabbi of Mele Shemai, the Stushins. One, it applies only to Rabbi Mule, and the Naroshin is it applies to every Tantra. Now let's see the Tesis here. Not Tesis, don't say anything, but in Mohammed Tesis, says the same thing. Oi. It's just not about me. Alle van het beef. De rabbi staan met de rachamim, vindt een aan de zeven tokken lommelie, teep ik een hoge, wie is drie maal de hoge bij rabbi moeder. Kiet ik dan, en meer rabgok, meer shamai. Oei, bij rab moeder. Daar heb ik een rabbi, in other words, so there are two kinds of rabbi moeder. Rabbi moeder means, even if he's not a good lato, but he happens to be my rabbi moeder. Not even that. So then I owe him Nere, not only God. And Kabbat's Chochma Mufu Nere means he got Lato. We spoke in Bechola Jericho. Now, in the Shchonoch it's mentioned, now the Aloch is that if somebody is Mivaze, Bitvorim, he Talmud Chochem, so he has to pay Din Ledizure, he has to give the Talmud Chochem. He didn't say, if it's a knas, the rabbin. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, today we don't have such tantrach. In other words, there are two levels of tantrach. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah in Pirush says, Legabe Yerias Munim. So in other words, there are two kinds of tantrach. One tantrach is one who is working on the Sechta very well, thoroughly, and the other Sechta is, he has the idea of Mishetefis. He has the idea of Mishetefis in Shas. And one Mishachte, he's Boki Thorne. And another Talmud Chacham is, who Aniko Rosh Hashiva. So he says, that's one who is Boki Bechola Terekul and Thorne. So, Val Titus, he says, because in the days of the Rambam, they were Rosh Hashiva Simbova. Rosh Hashiva Simbova. So, they called themselves Rosh Hashiva. She'ein Zalab Tumim Misa Balmi. Don't think that they have a dinner of Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva, who the room does the Rambam call Rosh Hashiva? The Nosi of Sanhedrin. Rosh Hashiva Shachot, Nosi Shachot. So there are two degrees. One is, Itam Tchochem, Muflaki Godlado, that he knows collateral Kuna thoroughly, and one is Itam Tchochem, who knows thoroughly one Misachte, and Here's the idea of the Tefes in Shas. So, this man has we have it on the who has a thorough idea in the and a idea of the Tefes in all Shas. But we don't have it on the to be on the level of the God Lado, to know quadruple. Even Rabbi the Mechaber was not in that Madrega, because the Mechaber himself said it. And then, the Radvaz, when there was the Machlekes between the Mari Berav and the Rebbe Mechavich, the Mari Berav was Mechavich Smichi, on the basis of the Rambam, even though Smichi is bottled, because the Smichi has to be ish and peace, and it's bottled. But if Kol Chachmei Arz Yisrael will be masking to be masking HaGodol Shebechavure, so then they can be masking him, and then he can be masking others. So the Mari Berav lived in Tzvah, in Tzvah. So there you had many Talmidei Chachmei Yisrael, but the one big Talmid Chochem was not in Tzvah. Yerushalayim was a Levi Mechavich. So the Talmidei Chachamim in Tzvah decided to give Smicha to Mari Mechavich.
Mari?
Mechavich. He was the Bes Yosef's Rebbe. And then Mari Mechavich was Masmich, Reb Chaim Vital and the Bes Yosef. And he was Masmich, Reb Chaim Vital and the Ari, the longest Svarim. If you take the Chaim Vital Svarim, you'll see Hasomach. But Levi Mechavich, he was highly kind of for two reasons. First of all, the Levi Mechavich.
Who got this Micho?
The first one who was Nishmach was the Mari Berav. And then Mari Berav was Masach, Rabbi Yisif Karl, the Mechaber, and the Chaim Vital, and Dari.
Who decided to give Smicha to Mari Berav?
The Chach Mitzvah. So the Rabbi Mechavich was chelik on the Mari Berav for two reasons. One is because the Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim,
Rabbi Ibn Chabib did not get
Smicha. What?
Rabbi Ibn
Chabib? He was the first Musnach. So the Chach Mitzvahs were Masmech.
Rabbi Ibn Chabib, not the Mari Berav.
The Chach Mitzvahs were Masmech, Rabbi Ibn Chabib. Then, once he was a
son. No, Mari Ben
Rav.
Mari Ben Rav. He was the first Musnach.
They gave Mari Ben Rav Smicha.
Yeah, they gave him. Even though they were, at that time, they were not Smurim.
So Mari Ben Chabib did not get Smicha himself.
He was the first one.
Yeah.
Rabbi Berav. Rabbi Mechavich, not Rabbi Mechavich. Rabbi Mechavich. Ralbach is
called. Ralbach.
But Mari Berav was the first Samuch. And the Chach Mitzvahs were Masmech. Then it was Masmech, Rabbi Yisif Karo. Rabbi Chaim Vital and Ari Yakovich. Ari Yakovich. Now let's see the Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Hashanah.
Wait, Mari Ben Rav was also Mekubal?
No.
He was
not?
He
had nothing to do with Kabbalah.
No?
Nothing.
Because all the three Talmidim you have mentioned...
The Levi Mechavich had nothing to do with Kabbalah.
But the Talmidim you have mentioned...
They were Mekubalim because of the Ari HaKadosh.
So it had nothing to do with that?
It had nothing to do with that. The Ari didn't fight any Sefer. Analoha, except his shocking in Hasfila in Krishna was like this. We don't find any shocking of the Ari HaKadosh.
So whose decision was it to Mechadosh the Smicha?
What?
Who decided to Mechadosh the Smicha?
The Mari Berav.
So he got himself Smicha?
Yeah. And the Mari Berav and the base of the trauma. One second.
So you want?
One second.
Say that again. Huh? Is this a good idea? Get himself something?
Oh. דלת רונס, הנדר הלוכי דלת, נירים לי הדבורים שהסכימו כל החכומים שבאס ישראל, לבני זיונים, פליס מחייסון, הרי הוא סמוכים, ויש להם מודים להתרסס, ויש להם פליס מחלחרים, אם כן לא מוהוי החכומים מסתערים על הסמיר, כדי שליבד לנסוס מישראל, לפי שישראל מפיזורים, ויהיה אפשר שיסכימו כולם, ואם הוא ישום, סמוך מפי סמוך, וניצור את אסקוון, על אדון דינקנוסיס, לכל, שהרי נשמח לטסט, ואדון לא צורך לך. So, he was the kind of basis of this Rambam, and he's here of his, the Marim Berav, who's Machadis, Rablevin, Bechovi, opposed it.
For two reasons. One, because the Rambam calculates that the Rotzor Hecha,
in other words, he's not sure. It's that to think about it. So if the Rambam was not sure, how can the Marim Berav be sure? Number two, the Rambam says, he is kibu kol chachm Yisrael. He doesn't say, kol chachm Yisrael, but kol chachm Yisrael. And he are any one of the chachm Yisrael. So, anyway, you can have the chachm Yisrael. But I said, who make you call it? Even though the Rambam says, he called Chachm Yisrael, but who make you call it? So it's called Chachm
Yisrael.
Where's the Rambam?
Where's the Rambam?
Peir Dawid Milchus, Sanhedrin Alochidal. Then he mentioned another reason, he says. He mentioned another reason, because in order to be master of all the Chidim, he was only master of them to be done in the process, not anything else. Why? But he, as a matter of fact, he wanted to be master then, to be done in the Malchus also, because many Balichuda, you know, he himself, the Marim Berav, was 6 years old in 1492, and he was it. So when he's 6 years old, so his father, with his homely Spocher, went to Turkey, and then from Turkey they went to
Israel, and they settled in Tzfat. So,
at first he wanted they should be done in the Malchus too, because there are many Balichuvim who machmasines of expulsion, so they were there, calling many Yisurim and Mechal Shabbos.
For instance, known as Rachman and Pacha.
All right, but he could have gone in exile before the deadline, you see. That line was Tisha B'Av of 1949.
But in other Meisim Atzma Rasha.
Everybody knew that, that's what I have to say. It was Yidua.
You're not going to give Malchus to somebody if it's a Davar Yidua. Our peace now made him Yaakov Davar.
So I suppose they were already.
With Kabbalah Sasra?
I don't know.
Yes,
so this
is important.
But the sheet of the Marim Berav was, he didn't implement it. But his sheet is that when do we need a soy and a boss a soy in order to force him to get Maltes? But if somebody asks me, wants to get Maltes, he can have Kapor. What's
for
the cause?
Because the Chayyavi
has a few Maltes.
Yeah, two Maltes. So
but then, the Baramoya says Mifirash, Chayovich Rishis in Loko is paid from the resources. So the Baramoya says that means even without Chuve. Because who is Chuve? So the Gemara says Chayovich Rishis is later because he must have Chuve business from Alon and Chapulan. But Chayovim says Bezn, so it's a legend because he must chuve in Bezn from Malam Yerman. So there's a Machlekes,
Maybe I want to give even for Malchus?
Yeah, he wants to give Malchus in order to be able to be done. Malchus, not in the sense of giving him Malchus.
The Kapara.
To have Kapara.
So, for the Maisa, he didn't.
What?
For the Maisa, he didn't.
The Maisa, he didn't.
Why not?
And that's why there was a custom years ago in the shtetl in Europe, the tariff in Kippur, they used to get Malchus because they wanted to have Kapara. There are some Jews who are nifshel, you know, because of the goles, you know, of the...
But you're not allowed to, no?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it was a minhag that Rambam mentioned. Reb Chaim didn't allow it in Brisk because he felt that in Brisk, in his time, they are not on the level, you know.
But isn't it a question of making chabura? How can you hover?
Not no chabura, no blood, but just.
But you're not allowed to do chavala.
But dachnitzoy, so that's only dachnitzoy. But if you do it in order to get kapora and the tzene, he's asking you. I want so.
Erebim Kippur.
Bishmada Shabodu. Erebim Kippur, how each chosid lay down on the bench. Then the Gabbai used to give him up. I told it to my father was, he was shocked to hear it.
Where did you see it?
What?
Where did you see it?
Mishpada Shagodl on the east side.
On the east side?
Mishpada Shagodl on the east side, don't you know? It's near Stride Baker. Ravoshri is the home there. Oh. You're Ravoshri, you're a fine Moshri. So, he's the home there.
They do it, somebody shtibbles, then I am there, but I don't know.
Anyway, they don't do it in Chicago. They wanted to do it, they did it at one time. They don't do it in Chicago now because I was raging against it. In Chicago, they should do it there on that matter. Reb Chaim didn't allow it. And you know what happened in Chicago years ago, before I came to Chicago, women notions to come here spawned also to get Malchus. So there was such a machlekes, and it wasn't implemented. They felt that to give it more Malchus is racist. Even though the Malchus could be a woman, not a man. So that wasn't.
The Maribarat himself decided not to give him smicha to Malchus? The Maribarat himself decided in the end not to give smicha to Malchus?
Not to give smicha to Malchus.
Why? Why didn't he want it if he originally wanted to?
Because he was not sure that there can be kapore even without a soy and kapore sasoy and without a... Now let's see the glory in Sanhedrin. Where is the glory? From Kame? From Sanhedrin? Oh, yes. Mishnah Daf Chof Gimel Omer Aleph at the bottom the Makis Kol Chayav Krisi Shaloku Niftzeru Midei Krisoso Shenema V'Nikle Ochicho Linecho Ki Shaloku Areyu Ki Ochicho Divrei Rav Hananya Ben Gamliel. Now let's see the Rambam version.
What did you say, Chav Gimel Omer Aleph?
What?
What da?
Chav Gimel
Omer Aleph?
Yeah.
The Mishnah there?
The Mishnah, at the bottom.
At the bottom?
Malchus, Bichube, he put him in the cross. So they call it the Rambam. When do we say that Kohayavitz is walking to the Sasson? It was coupled with chewing. So the Baramoya and the Ramban are chilling on the Rambam. It doesn't mention the Rambam, but they say even without chewing, because chewing by itself is patat. In other words, because Kohayavitz is. So also chuve is basically some other mechle. But the Rambam Shiti is mechle if there is Malkus also. And since chuve is only mechapia for Ese, but not Rishis, at least it requires him to put that Chayu Trisis, Mr. Shemayim, and Mrs. Bezdin. So chuve is not mechapia, you keep that. Is stealing. Unless there is Yisurim, some melee, if they don't have Yisurim, they don't get potter. Of course, but the shit is a Ramban, Bamoyer is, it's not the Chabaka boy, Mure, until they have Yisurim. But it is, but it is Kapoy Tsas, Shuvay Mechaber Lechso, some melee, it removes the Chi, of course. So there is a Machlegas regime. Anyway, let's...
This was a Daf Chav Gimel Amaralev?
Yeah, don't you have it?
I don't see. We're in the bottom of the Daf.
Bottom Daf Chav Gimel Amaralev.
And what does the Gemara say there?
You have a Gemara? I don't understand.
Or Yud Gimel.
Yud Gimel?
Chav Gimel.
Chav Gimel Amaralev on the bottom.
That's crazy. Chof Gimel Medalev, Kol Chayali Krisi Shaloku, Nifzuru Medi Krisos. You have it now?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, fine. Now let's proceed with the Gemara. Dari Ola, the Rachman Lama, Arim Yeichal. Titania Arim Yeichal, 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 Leila mein Leila Hamas mit bin ich achle bin ich an. Schane aus am Dezim Lochem ist das Auge der Hamine Hoyo mit das Lochem schla kham die hey Hamas lo det det ist aus am Neu. Elo hast dich sie an Khoye Lochem lo mir die Kani Lochem le Rabbi ist es an Tua le Rabbi It's a chabim, so there's no, so there's an isahole. To gain them tzadora, the cholei there. The b'udei me'leitz is in the Torah.
Wait, but in terms of the Es Hashem Elokei Hatzira, yeah. You want to ask, what about the pasuk?
I'm coming back to it. I want to cover some ground, but I'll come back to it. That's the last thing that I'll discuss today.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll come back to it. But I don't have to interrupt the sugya, which is one hemshach.
Okay.
So the rabbanon darshin l'rabbis to a rabbi that if he planted a tree, he said rabbim ben zaderech, so then there is the isa all his name. Abudei naleitz is a Torah, because abudei the isa all is not naked in a Torah. My time is on the camel of seed. Tatem liochid mashma, the rabbin le mashma, because rachman lochem, lohobis, and to the rabbin. The rabbi then, tatem mashma, bein le rabbin, bein liochid. The lochem, bein yochid, bein rabbin mashma. Have a riba acharibu, the riba achamiyut, acharibu elemait, vare trumet rachman oma.
And what should be the svara to say that if it's not to the rabbin, it should all of a sudden be mutter. What's the svara for that?
It's a possibility, of course.
You have no svara?
No svara.
that if it's natur for rabbim makes a difference.
It's machlekes between.
I understand, but it sounds very strange.
We don't, strange.
We don't find such a thing.
No, I don't see a supposed to sound strange. Why should this see a supposed to sound strange?
Because, you know, somehow you're saying your purpose in planting should affect either it is a chafetz of iser, or it's not. How can you say your kavanah? Where is this?
At a kan on a deraisa level.
Tikkun Rav.
The Torah consideration for tzir harav.
So this thing about Ma'arvin L'Nazir B'Yan Yisrael B'Truma. So
even though he is annoyed from it, from the earth, because of that he's able to walk Yisrael Mechut L'Truma. It's annoyed.
So if it's Asr B'Ana, then you cannot use it for an Eruv?
Not because you are Mishtamish. If you
can't give you any benefit.
That's right.
So from the fact that you're using it
for walking Chutzal Trum, and he has pleasure from it.
So can you explain, read the Rashi, Ma'arvin L'Nazir? Ma'arvin L'Nazir?
Yeah. Peir Eruv Trum in B'yayin, Afafi, Shesudo, Shein Eru Yoloi. Hoyo vim nishal, and the Rosh Hashanah is me'avid. V'chein li Yisrael b'tchumo.
Rashi is using the principle of hoyo, right?
Yeah, because otherwise,
since you're not allowed to eat it,
if it's impossible for you to eat it, it cannot be.
So once you use hoyo, why can't hoyo take care of Yisro Hanah as well? What nafkum? Once you have a koach of hoyo, and hoyo can take care of the problem of Yisro Achila,
yeah.
So then hoyo will take care of Yisro Hanah as well. So even if it's Asr Bana, you could say hoyo v by Mitchell Alei. If Hoyle can take care of a problem, so Achila.
Does that mean that you are allowed, Nozer is allowed to believe on Zerosi because of Eil? So every Nozer should be, according to what you say, every Nozer should be allowed to drink wine because I can be Sheil, some Miller, even if I'm not Sheil. I'm allowed to drink wine, that doesn't make sense.
So the mechanism of Hoyle means what? It just allows it to work?
There has to be.
When you're saying based on Hoyle, the Erev would be a good Erev?
Because Erev has to be capable of being eaten. So if it's capable of being eaten, even though under the present circumstances, he's not able to eat it, so melee, it can be used.
So would you be moda that Enoch Hanami, let's say he's an Avarian, he goes ahead, he takes an Yisuri Hanah, and he uses it for Eruv, that the Eruv would be Chal? By a Nazir.
Without being Sheil. Just because it's Avarian, the Eruv is Chal, why shouldn't it be Chal?
It's a case of a Nazir who uses something, let's say it's a case where it's Yisuri Hanah that you could be Shol Hanah.
Yes,
so. Yisuri Hanah that you could be Shol.
Eruv is Chal.
But you're not allowed to do it.
In the Eruv is Chal.
But the problem would be that you cannot do it.
Yeah.
It's an Iser to do it, right?
But if it's capable, it's biyode.
Right, obviously.
Make it muta, so then the Eruv is Chal.
But you cannot do it lachat hiro.
Of course not. Beidah love the rice, the chai malkus.
Well, you know, it's a lavsha in Bomaisa.
Why?
No, using it for the Eruv.
Oh, yeah, that's not that, that's not.
Negative.
There is no Iser to use for Eruv, but it's null and void.
No, I'm talking about this Gemara, right?
Yes.
So the Gemara says in the Havamina,
because there is a prerequisite that you cannot use as pas or as yai for an Erev if it's impossible. You should use a deed.
Then an Arabin. You can only use an Arab, which is Uya Lakhatid.
That is wrong for him. Because there are two ways out.
Even if it's the mother behind us.
Yeah, he stays there holding as much as himself, or he sends a chalet there. Or that or one.
Right, so I'm asking you a question. Suppose in the Havamina that we think that it's Asr Bahana.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you say something is Asr Bahana,
You're not allowed to.
But if you do use it for the Eruv, will the Eruv be Chal?
Yes, sure.
It will be Chal?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do it.
Yeah. You can say Maise in Mitzvah Veil, because he has not identical Maise. The Maise are Mitzvah and the Maise are Veil.
Well, it's not a Mitzvah anyway.
Yeah, not a Mitzvah anyway. But the Mitzvah is, you are only can set up an Eruv of Mitzvah to meet your Rebbe or your father or so. But that's only Now there is a Nisa, Anoe, Nisa, something goes Anoe, like let's say, like where Karen was in the hall of, so even there Hakoi Balmich or something, it's the evil up, but Scotsman was Monatos of Anoe, but there is a Nisa that I see, to do business with the bonus.
What's the Nisa?
It's a Nisa.
What does it say?
Lohem Yee, Lohem Yee, let's say chilek, so you're not allowed. You're allowed to be annoyed, but to make a whole business of chilek, you cannot.
So you're saying
suppose he has an extra chilek and he sells many things. Let's say so then you're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to sell it to a boy because it's only his dummy. Only be fierce business. Now, the Rashba says that it's a Droshim Boy. Yeah, but there are some Rishim who say that a Droshim or Chemberlin Israel is only a smart. But most Rishim say it's a Droshim Boy. And Rambam is also Mashmah, it's a Droshim Boy.
So you're saying only on a commercial level it's
all? That's right.
Wait, and is the Isser only to buy or to sell or both?
To sell. To buy is not also. Except what we do with it.
But there is no Isser in buying?
Yes. No, no.
Let's say you need it for medicine purposes.
You're allowed.
It's just
and what about on a commercial level? Medications that are not kosher. Are you allowed to do business with medications that are not kosher?
First of all, most medications are not involved in any achilik derchanos. It's bitter or tasteless or whatever.
But it's still a machal that's asur.
Why? It's nisumachal. It's still certainly nisumachal. Very few medications are all achilik. Only the medication for children. So they flavor it with chocolate,
yeah. Something
tasty.
But
if it's nisumachel asodon, so it's not the shemeichu is not poker. Only it's not; it doesn't involve achile. So if you mix it with flavors with chocolate and you enjoy it, so then it becomes rosa. But if it's nisumachel asodon, but then you mix it with flavors and it becomes enjoyable. So since the Shemeichu was Boka, it's not Shaya, it's like mixing a piece of wood with flavors and you just supposing one.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. So therefore you're saying it's not a problem because
most medications are
mishmachel. So if a Jew should not really, a Jewish pharmacist is not allowed to sell
children's medicine. They say Robitussin is not kosher.
If you know that it's...
They say Robitussin has trace stuff in it.
Yeah, and it's enjoyable?
Yes.
In itself?
Yeah, well, because of the flavor.
No, so that, but in itself is this mahalaskala.
But they put a flavor in.
No, but if the isar itself is...
I mean, you don't say kosher veneer.
Of course not. Of course not.
So according to you, everything in the world, all medications are all right?
All right, yeah. You are allowed to be in the pharmaceutical business.
This is only the alcohol itself. Somebody owns Stacks.
What?
Somebody owns Stacks, a corporation that sells the boy mustard.
Is that a
problem?
It's just that he sells the
actual... No, that's another side. Because by corporation, so the stockholders do not have the right to take out, let's say, in A&P, suppose somebody has 90% of the stocks. If you take it out, you lose your shoes. So the clerk could call a policeman and could be put in prison. They're not going to do it. But he could be done. So in other words, he has no title in any role in A&P. But he's only entitled to the dividends after all the profits are taken. So he's entitled to a certain dividend. Some mail by corporation and not either. As a matter of fact, there's a city of Armation Feinstein. Whether you are allowed to have stocks in A&P. So Armation Feinstein says, if you don't have the controlling interest, you're allowed. Because
I mean, if you have a small amount.
A small amount. But if you have a controlling interest, suppose you have 61 of the stocks, 61% of the stocks, you're not allowed, and you have to sell it before this. But I know that Ramesh Feinstein was informed of the Mildaume. The Mildaume is the team if somebody has. He's the chairman of the board of stockholders. And he has 90% of the stocks. If he would take out a single loaf of bread,
but whatever, he can vote. He has majority of the votes.
So he can control it, but he has no title in a single. Because a corporation is a legal fiction.
I understand, but he can say, I order that you should give me this thing, and they'll give it to him.
So he has to have a meeting.
Yeah, but he can do it.
All right. So if he has a meeting, the whole Hadgadi is, so then he can do it. But without the Hadgadi, he cannot do it. So Mele, even if he has a controlling interest, why should it be awesome? Why should it be awesome? But Ramesh Feinstein Paschal, if he has a controlling interest, 61%, then you're not.
And if all the stockholders happen to be Jewish, let's say all or most of them.
So then it's no good.
Then the doctor is a problem.
It's a problem. You know, Bronfman, so he also the liquor, you know, the whiskey, and that's Chometz. So Rav Hirschsprung used to carry out Ishtamcher to go before Pesach. Todak said, I'm allowed to buy after Pesach, Bronfman's whiskeys. But I don't know whether you're not allowed, because it's a corporation, it's not a partnership. So it's not Chometz Shalishon. It's Chometz. It is not owned. It's Chometz of a corporation. It doesn't have to just destroy the corporation. It's a little fiction. It's not partnership. And the same thing I believe is true of Libis. To take out a loan from a bank, even a Jewish bank. So you should be allowed. Because you're not taking rabies, you're not giving rabies to a Jew. You give rabies to an inanimate thing.
You came from a Jewish bank?
What?
Came from a Jewish bank. Owned bank?
Yeah. And she was pissed, takes out a loan you don't need the Heter Iske, because I think Heter Iske is a Zechil Hashem, because the president of the bank makes fun of it. I know he makes fun of it. He said, what is Heter Iske? Heter Iske means that you have to share the profits and the losses. But suppose, I wouldn't mention it, that my brother was there one time he told, because one Jew took out $20,000, that was 1933. $20,000 was a lot of money that he would have to risk it. And then it became bankrupt. So the one who took out the loan said, we had to risk it, it means we are shooting, so I don't want to pay. So he called to the door, and he was a very devoted balabos, not like you, in Boston. So my brother Paskin not only doesn't have to pay, he's not allowed to pay. So he became the same in Nefesh, my brother. So in other words, he don't mean it. But he saw why to take out the loan without Heter Iske. Because Heter Iske is a trick, even if it is sincere. It's still our money. But this is Iske Mamish. The bank is Iske Mamish, because it's a Jewish bank. So if it becomes bankrupt, so then he doesn't get any of the profits. But through the legislation of the NIRA, so the government pays the capital.
That's their problem.
They are not Jews. And they only pay the capital, not the profits. So there couldn't be even in Israel. It couldn't involve any shalibus deraisa, because the Ramban in Esher says that if a person says, I'm taking out a loan from you, if I become bankrupt, so then I'll pay you the principal, but I won't pay you the interest. So there's only any shalibus deraisa. I have to finish it.